It's known as Hockey Town USA. This small but mighty town has produced many top athletes and has competed at the highest levels of the sport, despite its size. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Hockey has been an important part of life in War Road, Minnesota for decades. In the late 1960s, this town became well known for an appearance in the state hockey finals.
The next run was in 1969 with Henry Boucher and that team. That might be one of like the more iconic, putting hockey and War Road on the map, because this is back when the state tournament was every team. And so War Road, this tiny town in the far north of Minnesota, ends up in the championship game against Edina from the cities, this big hockey Goliath. And it was this David versus Goliath kind of thing.
Brady Swanson helps tell the story of hockey here at the War Road Heritage Center. Henry Boucher, who he mentioned, was a very talented athlete.
Extremely talented. In 1969, he would end up getting injured in that championship game and having to be taken out. They would end up losing when he wasn't playing.
Boucher played for the U.S. national team that won a silver medal in Sapporo, Japan, and then later played for the Detroit Red Wings and Minnesota North Stars. An eye injury cut his career short. His lineage is special here in this area as well.
He's a direct descendant of Oshawash. He's a direct descendant. He's directly related to the people that were living here before it was even settled.
Boucher advocated for indigenous athletes at all levels of sports. Hockey is so important here that this town is known as Hockey Town USA.
We've got a wonderful arena here in town. There's lots of tournaments that come through the area. There's been a lot of athletes that have made it pretty far from this tiny little town.
And neighboring Roseau, Minnesota has also produced its share of top athletes. Given the town's location in the far north of the state, hockey will probably remain an important part of growing up and living here in Hockey Town USA. Traveling the countryside, War Road, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.